Good evening. Bernie Sanders beat Hillary Clinton in Wisconsin last night by 13 percentage points, 56 to 43%. Sanders says his campaign has the momentum to win, but Clinton believes she will get the number of delegates needed to secure the Democratic nomination as the primary race moves to New York. Meanwhile, the New York Daily News slings mud at Bernie Sanders with a cover today pulled from its editorial board meeting this week with the senator. In large font, the cover reads, "Bernie's Sandy Hook Shame." Under that, in smaller font, "Callously defends gun makers against Newtown Kin lawsuit." What this refers to is a wrongful death lawsuit against a rifle maker over the Sandy Hook Elementary School massacre. Criticizing Senator Sanders, here's Hillary Clinton on CNN this afternoon.
I was appalled that Senator Sanders said that he, you know, really didn't see any reason for the parents of children massacred at Sandy Hook in Connecticut to be able to try to sue the gun makers. I just absolutely disagree.
What Sanders actually said was that gun dealers should not be sued for selling a legal product that was misused. But he did say people should be able to sue dealers and manufacturers who sell when they know guns are going to be in the hands of wrong people. Here's Sanders at the Daily News editorial board meeting.
But I do believe that gun manufacturers and gun dealers should be able to be sued when they should know that guns are going into the hands of wrong people. So somebody walks in and says, "Look, I'd like 10,000 rounds of ammunition," you know? Well, you might be suspicious about that. So I think there are grounds for those suits, but not if you sell me a legal product.
The Daily News asked Sanders if assault weapons should be legal products. The senator spoke to his longstanding record dating back to 1988 against assault weapons.
So to answer your question, I do not believe, and I didn't believe then, and I don't believe now, that those guns should be sold in America. They're designed for killing people.
Meanwhile, a new McClatchy-Marist poll says one out of four Sanders supporters, that's 25%, say they would not back Clinton in a general election, this if she becomes the Democratic nominee for president. On the other hand, 14% of Clinton's supporters say they won't back Sanders in a general election. The poll also found Sanders edging ahead of Clinton nationally by 49 to 47%. Bernie Sanders has netted 10 delegates over Hillary Clinton after winning Wisconsin. In all, Sanders won 48 delegates to Clinton's 38 on Tuesday. He now has won 15 states compared to 18 for Clinton. Based on primaries and caucuses alone, not counting superdelegates, Clinton now has 1,280 delegates while Sanders has 1,030. It takes 2,383 delegates to win. On the Republican side, Ted Cruz beat Donald Trump in Wisconsin 48 to 34%. Trump is being seen as a damaged frontrunner following the loss. It's a significant setback that deepens questions about Trump's White House qualifications. It pushes the GOP contest towards a rare contested convention fight. Today, Cruz took his message to the Soundview section of the South Bronx, and he was met by protesters from the hip-hop group Rebel Diaz.
For all the people that are here that want to believe in the show, Ted Cruz has no business being in the Bronx. This is an immigrant community. We deal with climate change every single day, and he wants to say that it doesn't exist. We're one of the poorest congressional districts in the country.
Rebel Diaz was escorted out of the Bronx restaurant by the NYPD. Left-leaning critics say the Cruz victory in Wisconsin shows that chaos in the Republican Party will likely continue for the foreseeable future as ultra-right-wing frontrunners compete to be the standard-bearer of bigotry. Linda Perry, WBAI News, New York.